God created food, He also created our bodies. Discover how the two were designed to produce a healthy lifestyle. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Don and Mary Colbert.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Dr. and Mary Colbert are here with us again today. And I made some notes right here from yesterday's broadcast. And I told you when we began today that this is where we're going to start. Now, Dr. Colbert made the statement yesterday, and it just drilled a hole in me when he said, getting rid of pain is simple. And I thought, dear God, I mean, all we have heard from the world is how complicated, and you can't get healed of this, and this can done, and you got to do this all your life, and without this medicine every day, you're going to go nuts, and all of just storming with all this super complicated stuff about how we don't have a chance against sickness and disease. Now,
right.
Get into the simplicity of this thing and tell us what the truth is about it, and then we know God's Word is truth. We know God's Word is the answer, but you are applying these answers not only just to your own self, but you're applying them to hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of people in your practice, and you're doing it every day, and people are walking out of there healed and well, the ones that listen to you.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I know, because I've listened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to get into that, Doc. Just start right now with the simplicity of what we're dealing with.
Well, first of all, let's look at inflammation. Inflammation is the cause of so much pain. Take tendonitis, take bursitis, take arthritis, take any itis. That's inflammation. That's simply inflammatory mediators, leukotriene, substance P, thromboxane, all these inflammatory mediators and cytokines are literally because the body is either attacking itself like an autoimmune condition such as rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, or you have osteoarthritis, and osteoarthritis is just where the bones just literally, or the cartilage becomes very inflamed because of these inflammatory mediators. But it's kind of like a smoldering fire. Now what you do first is you put the fire out. And people don't realize that usually their fire is coming from what they're drinking and what they're eating and what they're thinking, those three
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by drinking, number one, soda is the most common beverage consumed in this country is soda, followed by beer, followed by coffee. Okay, those are the most common beverages in this country. Those are all acidic. They create an acidic condition in this body. When the body's acidic, just like an aquarium, just like a swimming pool, it's going to breed disease and inflammation. So we check the body's pH by checking the urine. When the urine pH is 7 to 7.5, generally you create an alkaline condition in the tissues, which turns down inflammation and starts to literally put the fire out. Now, there are foods that create inflammation in the body. The most common foods that create inflammation are simple. Number one, sugar. Sugar creates inflammation. White flour creates inflammation. So white bread, white pasta, also any white rice, things like that. We want God's natural foods. Man has taken these foods, processed them. So white bread and white rice will turn to sugar as fast as sugar. It inflames the body. Yet most Americans are hooked on it.
Potatoes too.
Other thing, yes, just like your instant potatoes and mashed potatoes, they convert to sugar like that, whereas sweet potatoes don't. It has a lower glycemic index. Other foods that inflame the body are bad oils. If you deep fry a food, you've just created a very inflammatory food that literally can set the body on fire. Mm. Also, certain oils such as trans fats, the deadliest fat, I call it the most toxic flat fat on the planet, found in margarine, found in vegetable shortening, found in many commercial peanut butters, it's a deadly fat. We got to get rid of it. And I talk about this in the Seven Pillars of Health. Other foods that do it are just regular corn oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil. Most oils in the grocery store are heat processed and full of dangerous peroxides that create free radicals and create a smoldering fire in the body. So we have the liquids. We need to be drinking alkaline water. Mm-hmm. Or we need to be drinking green teas and things such as this. And also black tea is good, white tea is good. These are healing foods for the body. The foods we need to eat are as close to nature as possible. Now, I'm not against meat, but I tell people, choose organic or free-range meat. Mm-hmm. That red meat has been corn, those cattle have been corn-fed. That pig has been corn-fed. They are full.
And hormone injected.
Hormone injections, antibiotics, you name it.
Terrible.
They are full of a type of fat called omega-6 fat that creates inflammation in the body. See, this causes inflammation, whereas we can choose free-range, and or organic meats. You want lots of vegetables. Vegetables are the most alkaline foods we have. They put the fire out. Good fruits, not processed fruits, not fruit juice. Take the natural fruit and keep the pulp in there.
Now, those vegetables you're talking about, the really what I call the heart vegetables, the ones that are the most common. When my household went all organic, and I just don't want mm-hmm. trash in my house.
Sure, praise God.
And when we did that, I noticed an instantaneous mm-hmm. Results, particularly from the vegetables, because the first thing, they taste better.
Right.
And the next thing I noticed when I ate these vegetables that were grown organically and they got more nutrition in them, all of a sudden, my meal made me feel better.
Praise God.
Instead of just being heavy on my stomach.
That's right.
I was getting a satisfaction from my food that I never had experienced
sure.
before.
Now, the other thing is this. Fiber. Foods high in fiber, such as whole grains. Now, again, a lot of Americans are sensitive to wheat products.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten away from a lot of wheat products on patients, and a lot of them have used so many antibiotics. And they say, I'm not taking antibiotics for years. I say, yes, you have. You've taken antibiotics every day. And they say, no, I haven't. I say, the industry feeds more antibiotics to cattle and livestock and other animals than to humans. So even though you haven't gotten those antibiotics by your doctor, you've got
them. You're still taking it into your system.
And so what it does, it literally creates a bad environment in the GI tract. See, we have good bacteria in there. We got to constantly replace
them. That's where all that candida's coming
from,
right.
Isn't it? Exactly. So what we have to do is we have to plant these good bacteria continually. I recommend kefir. Kefir is a form of fermented dairy that's one of the most healing alkaline foods on the planet. And I recommend low-fat, plain kefir that's organic. And it is so good. And I blend it up with an apple every morning because that old saying, an apple a day keeps a doctor away, is absolutely true. An apple is full of fiber, pectin. It's full of quercetin that prevents cancer. You blend it up with kefir, and you have one of the most filling, delicious, alkaline foods you can take in. And it puts the good bacteria back in your GI tract, and it makes your body resistant to inflammation. So again, there's many high-fiber foods. Your vegetables, your beans, your peas, your lentils, your legumes, they're chock full of fiber that binds toxins, gets them out of the body. Flax seeds, awesome for fiber. Walnuts, almonds, different whole grains, psyllium seeds. These are real good at binding toxins and excreting them from the body. So again, the main foods that are doing it to us are the fried foods and the bad oils and the excessive sugars and the excessive processed foods that America's hooked on.
Mm-hmm.
We got to lay those on the altar. I tell people, lay them on the altar for 3 months. Let's break the habit. And those people say,
okay, now you brought up something. I was just thinking this. I want you to get over to this. I know how the Lord led me to do it, but I want to hear your experience because you're telling a lot of different kinds of people living in different areas of the country and all this kind of thing. How do you make the quality decision to break this cycle? To change what I'm eating, change the way I'm thinking and all that. I mean, when people have never even heard about this kind of thing and then all of a sudden they're faced with it, mm-hmm. it's not easy to make those kind of decisions. And the devil get right in the middle of you, man.
That's right, sure.
Because he wants to keep you on this junk as long as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make that decision, tell me how you minister
very
to people
simple. It's very simple.
To get this done.
Baby steps.
I don't minister to them. I let the Spirit of God. Because without revelation, they are not going to get it. So what I have them do, I have them simply turn to the Word of God. And I'll read Romans 12:1. What Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Not mine, not the Lord's, but your service. And then I have them read 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And you are not your own, for you are bought with a price, with the blood of Jesus. Therefore, you glorify God in your body as well as in your spirit. And what I have them do, I said, are you ready to make a commitment? First of all, I asked them, are you ready to either make a choice, life or death, disease, sickness, illness, and an early death for you and your children? Or are you ready to make a commitment? Because without the commitment, it's not going to work.
No.
And I tell them, it's only you can make the commitment. I can't make it. Your wife can't. Your spouse can't make it. Your children can't make it. You have got to make that commitment. And you have got to literally write it out like a contract. Just like a contract, just like you're about to buy a house or buy a car. You simply write that contract out between you and God. And this you're going to stand on. You're going to put the word right there. You're going to put 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 there. You're going to put Romans 12:1 there. And you're going to stand on it. And you're going to pray. And you're going to say, thank you, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to infuse. I'm not going on my willpower. I'm going on the power of the Spirit. And I'm going to confess these things, these scriptures every day. I'm going to meditate on these scriptures. I'm going to bring this flesh under subjection. I'm going to crucify my flesh daily. And I choose to walk in the Spirit. And just like the Lord said, He said, I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Now you choose.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.
Yeah. Now what happens is...
Choose life so that you and your descendants, your children, shall live. So I tell people, if you don't do it for yourself, what about your children? You want your children to check out of here early? You want your children to develop heart disease and type 2 diabetes early, because your choices are becoming your children's choices.
Yeah. Well, what happens is what you practice, you become. And and a lot of what's happening in America is we've gotten into a habit. It's a habit of what we do. We're doing what our parents taught us. We're watching the way our mom and dads cooked, or the way our moms and dads reacted.
You don't even think about it.
This is how you were raised.
That's right.
And a lot of times what's happened is people haven't really inherited their parents' bad... my mom and dad both died of colon cancer. So the enemy really tried to lay on me, you know, you've got that genetic weakness there, so just get ready. And I had to literally just say, that's a lie. What's happened is I refuse to accept the genetics of how my mom cooked. You know, she cooked.
Not the genetics, the choices of how
the choices.
Mom cooked.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You didn't, there wasn't anything, really, the truth be known, there wasn't anything wrong with their genetics to start
that's
with.
Right.
It's what they stuffed
it's
in their lower gut created this whole situation.
Not only that, the pots and pans she cooked in
was
all aluminum pans.
Yeah. Simple
and people
things.
Don't realize a lot of the pans they're cooking in.
When I think about my grandmother's kitchen.
Iron skillets, aluminum pots and pans.
And all those metals are going in.
Of grease.
Oh, my mom had the same. Bacon grease, right?
Oh, yeah.
She'd add it to everything.
And she she cooked it bacon every morning.
Right.
And then pour that grease off in that jar as if we need to save this.
And then
then eat it. Yeah.
No. What my mother would do is, now I love my mom. She doesn't do this much anymore. She'll still do it some. She'll still collect some of that bacon grease. She'll put a big 2 or 3 tablespoons in some vegetables. She's like, oh, you got a flavor in that way. It brings
flavor. Doc. I was raised that way, and it showed. It showed all over me, man. I was an obese little pig when I wasn't but 4 years old.
So what we have to do is what we tell people. It's a lot of information.
Right.
It's a lot of information that we have, Ken. And what we encourage people to do is to take baby steps. To begin nowhere, and just say, you know, this is just too much. This is overwhelming. I can't afford organic. And we've heard all the excuses. You begin with what you can do.
That's right.
You know, you got to be like the woman with Isaiah. You know, what little bit you have,
just that little cornmeal,
give it
oil.
To the Lord, and He'll multiply it, and He'll cause it to be increased, and then He increases your ability, and then He increases your wisdom and your knowledge. But you got to start somewhere. You got to do what you can with what you got.
Now, that commitment that Doc mentioned a while ago, you sit down and put some teeth in this thing.
Right.
That I'm committed to this. And you write it down. You write the scriptures down, and you read them, and you get books like this on the seven pillars, and you study them, and you read them, and you get in there, because this produces faith. And this faith gets stronger, and then you go from that little beginning, and it gets bigger and bigger. But you get rid of the problem area, which is not continuing. When you start little and then you quit in a few days.
But if you're committed, you don't quit. You keep learning
and you keep going.
But you learn, first of all, you got to water this daily by speaking the word every day. And
that's an absolute must.
You've got to do that. Plus, I find out you have got to not sabotage your environment. Now, just like a recovering alcoholic would never keep alcohol, whiskey, wine, beer in his house, we have got to get the junk out of our house. There shouldn't even be a sugar bowl in a lot of people's homes.
That's true.
And again, they say, well, what about the kids? They got to have their candy, or they got to have their treats or their cookies. I say, listen, your children are going to walk in your footsteps. You're going to get rid of this stuff and teach them. Keep some healthy things around, like fruit. I say, let's get rid of the processed food. Let's get rid of the chips. Let's get rid of the cookies. Let's get rid of the ice cream. Let's get rid of all that tempting food. Where in the middle of the night, or when you're snacking, or when you're hungry, your flesh is going to crave anything, and you're not going to be able to bridle the flesh. If it's there, it's going to eat it. So I said, let's get it out of the house, because it's going to be hard to stick to a commitment if you have that enticing food that's drawing you to it. Yeah. Because this food is designed by man to appeal to the five senses to ensure that you can't eat just one.
Well, and it's not just the obvious stuff. You need to go through your cabinet and read labels.
Sure you do.
And start, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
and
get rid of the stuff
that
people have put in our canned goods and everything else.
Right.
Which reminds me with the farmers. I would like to see the farmers in America to begin to implement back in what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
And the Word of God says that every 7 years you let the land rest. And let its nutrients and let all of the benefits heal. You know, 6 days we work, the seventh we're supposed to rest. God even put that in the earth as a principle for our land so our food could be nutritional. And a lot of farmers go, well, I can't do that. I can't afford it. Yes, you can. You can afford to take 1/7 of whatever your land is and lay it aside. And then the next year, take another 1/7. And as you rotate just 1/7 of your land, from what you farm, and you let it rest, you'll be honoring God's principles.
It's almost like a tithing principle.
Yeah, our crops will begin to produce.
What is a tithing principle?
It is.
It's the same.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Our fruits will become more produced. Don't pick 1/7 of the oranges. Don't pick 1/7 of the grapes. Don't pick 1/7. Let the trees rest. Let them rest.
Amen.
And if we would begin to implement what God put as a principle back here in His Word, institute that in our farmers in this country, that one thing would bring back nutrition and health.
When you stop and think about it, the money he's spending on fertilizers
and
trying to put the nutrition back in the soil, there goes his profit down the drain that God intended for him to keep in his pocket. He didn't intend for him to have to spend all that money on that junk.
Now, we've shifted over from pain onto what we should be eating. So, again, I'd like to kind of touch on this subject on eating, because eating is such a major problem in the body of Christ. And what I tell people, one of the biggest problems Christians with weight problems and diseases that are obesity-based diseases such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, sleep apnea and acid reflux and arthritis and on is the root. The major problem is usually people are skipping meals. The most important meal of the day is breakfast. Mm-hmm. You should eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper. I tell people, if you skip breakfast or eat a little bagel, a cup of coffee or a donut, if you skip lunch or eat a junk food lunch, you're setting your body up for a major binge, in the mid-afternoon, late afternoon, evening time is coming. So just like a person goes without eating a good breakfast, lunch, it's like driving your car on E. Eventually, you're going to run out of gas, and you're going to be stuck on the side of the road. But what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to be facing that, you know, you're going to walk in a fast food restaurant or walk in a supermarket or walk in your lounge at your business, and you're going to need anything there, cookies, donuts, cake, pies, whatever's there, and your appetite is going to be unquenchable. So I tell people, keep your appetite on full by eating a good-sized breakfast, the most important meal of the day. And we're going to talk about how to do that, what to eat in the next show.
Good.
And explain it to the body of Christ.
Let's close this today with this thought. God was right all the time. It came as a big shock to me one day that God's smarter than I am. I thought, and I sat there and talked to myself a little about that. Brother. All this time God's trying to tell you how to live the greatest life you've ever heard of or dreamed of. And you're arguing with him like he don't know what he's talking about. Now about that, we're changing this from now on. God created every living thing on earth with a need for nutrition. He created the nutrition for every living thing on earth. The food for your body needs to be exactly like your body. Altered physical food is not like your body. God created the fruits, the vegetables, and all of the physical food. When you compare them to your body, they're just exactly like it. But if you alter the food, you're going to alter your body because your body don't like that. And you've got a problem. The same thing is true mentally. And the same thing is true spiritually. Your spirit needs nourishment. And it needs to be exactly like your spirit. God said, my words are spirit and they are life. Now, you can try to feed your spirit on religion, but it won't work. Your spirit don't like it. It's not healthy on it. It doesn't have any life in it. So what happens? You don't have any faith. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance. You don't have any of those things working in you because they are the fruit of the Spirit. You're supposed to be giving birth to that stuff. So if we just get down to the idea that God all the time knew what he was doing, and let's go back to his Word, Spirit. Let's go back to his Word in our minds. Let's go back to his Word where our food is concerned, and let's go back to his way of doing the food.
Yes.
And you don't have a health problem.
You're right.
We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time for a house call from Dr. Colbert. Based on principles from his New York Times bestseller, The 7 Pillars of Health, your personal health improvement kit takes things a step further by providing useful tools to help you keep focused and on track to a healthy lifestyle. With over 140 minutes of practical tips and biblical principles, Dr. Colbert takes you through the 7 Pillars of Health on DVD while you read the corresponding chapters of his hardback book. Keep record of what you learn and the progress you're making with this companion workbook and a 50-day journal. Changing habits will change your life, and you can do it. Stay motivated by wearing a reminder wristband for each of the 7 pillars of health. Also included is this exercise training DVD. Learn to burn calories and tone your body safely, right in the comfort of your own home. With everything that's included, you'll be inspired and equipped to take charge of your health and live out the full life that God has for you. Take the proper steps to ensure a healthy future. Order your personal health improvement kit by Dr. Don Colbert today for only $59.99. There are easy-to-follow instructions in this kit that will lead you to a healthy, energetic lifestyle. Purchase online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your kit today.
Now, Doc, thank you for putting together things like this, because all of these things we're talking about, when you first hear about them, they have a tendency to just overwhelm you, yeah, because it's a whole life change. But with tools like this, you can do it. And like Mary said, you do it one day at a time, and you start with the little things, and you overcome them. Right. And I can just see you with your little kit in your hand, and you're going down to Grandma's house, and you're gonna go share these things with the people that need it, and you can pray and believe God, and just change your whole life. Praise God, Amen. Now, today here in the United States is Valentine's Day, and this is a time when you talk about love and the goodness of love. But I'm telling you, God is love, and God's love is moving us towards good health, amen, prosperity, amen, heaven in our future. I mean, that's God's idea of living, man. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, when you put the love of God into operation every day, He will lead you into these health principles. He will lead you right into the kind of life that is beyond anything that you can't live the kind of life you desire without God. Amen. Everybody desires this kind of life. It isn't because they don't want it. But without God, you can't get it. I don't care how hard you seek for it, and all the money in the world won't buy it. You've got to move with God, and He'll take you through the whole thing. Praise
Amen.
God. Isn't it good?
Yeah.
It's great. Father, we just praise you and thank you. We pray over this radio and television audience all over the world, and we thank you for your word. My, my, my. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. Now, you listen to me. You listen to what God is saying on these broadcasts. Go back and watch them over and over and over again. Hear what's being said and digest it and make your move toward a life that is just overflowing with the goodness of God. And this is the reason why that people like Gloria and me and Doc and Mary and Creflo and Taffy and Jesse and Kathy and Jerry and Carolyn and all of us, we're experiencing this, and we're so hungry. So don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Doc and Mary Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
The healing power of God is there for you anytime you believe for it. But if you're destroying it as fast as the healing can work, sure, then you're your own worst enemy.